Welcome to the Nandu Movie Review.
We should do the entire show in sync.
Okay. I'm Ross Oaks. And I'm Jeremy Wainwright.
I don't like this.
And this is the podcast where we analyze an actor's critical successes and losses.
Peaks and valleys.
All according to Rotten Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Today we're talking about...
Why isn't it Rotten Potatoes?
Oh, that's so much better. We should make that.
Rotten potatoes are like Rotten Tomatoes are gross, but rotten. Have you ever smelled a rotten potato?
No,
it's fucking nasty.
No,
it's horrible.
Worse than a tomato.
They're worse, it's wretched.
Wow,
I would rather have someone throw a turd at me than a rotten potato.
Oh my god,
it's disgusting. All right, so today we're talking.
Today we're talking about a rotten potato of a movie.
I think it's a fresh tomato.
You're joking.
No.
What do you mean?
I liked this movie.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
Quite a bit.
No. No.
Dun, dun, the line has been drawn.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right, we're talking about a movie.
We're continuing Charlize Theron up Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
This is your revenge for liking Collateral Beauty, motherfucker.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. Snow White and the Huntsman.
Snow White and the Huntsman. Not Huntsman Winter's War, the prequel they made.
Oh, that was... I thought... Oh, that was the movie they made after this?
You know they made a prequel to this, right?
I thought it was a sequel.
It was a prequel.
Is that why she's still in it?
Charlize?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And they brought in Emily Blunt as well.
But before we get to that...
Before we get to that, you have any updates?
Let's...
No?
Jeremy, what have you been watching?
What do you want... All right. Well, since we last talked, I've been watching. I saw It Chapter 2, which I loved.
Why did they just release it next month?
In October?
Yeah.
I think it's because they released the first It at the beginning of September, and it made bangos bucks. So I think
this one doesn't seem like it's pulling the same...
Oh, it's making big money.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as, like, the first one made, like, a kajillion dollars the first weekend.
But I went and saw it like opening weekend. I didn't see this one opening weekend.
Yeah, because you're a coward.
I guess so.
You're scared of Pennywise. But no, this is a great movie. Mm-hmm. It's pretty divisive, but just like the book itself is pretty divisive. Mm-hmm. So I loved it. Bill Hader's great. He should get an Oscar nomination. Mm-hmm. He won at the Emmys last night.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Next up should be the Oscars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we doing anything for that?
Did we last year?
I don't know.
Do you want to bet money again?
No.
Okay, you keep losing.
We bet money like 3 years in a row.
And I won every time.
Yeah, I lost every year.
The best was the year where I had beaten you. I was beating you like no matter what, and then you got the Moonlight win, and it didn't make you win. No, you got La La Land winning Best Picture, and it gave you some points, but you still didn't win, so you're kind of like, all right, I picked the right Best Picture. And then they were like, wait, it's Moonlight. And I
oh
got
my
even,
God,
and
yeah.
I got even more points.
Yeah.
It was great. So then I rewatched The New Pet Cemetery. Still a spooky good time with my boy Stephen King. Mm-hmm. And then I went to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood again.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it even more.
Wow.
It's fucking awesome. You need to watch it again. Mm. It's so good. I've been listening to the soundtrack nonstop. Don't try to stop me. I just can't stop listening to it. Then I rewatched Punch Drunk Love, Adam Sandler's best performance. It's great. Mm-hmm. Paul Thomas Anderson.
Wait, you've seen Click, right?
It's his best performance.
In
he's
Click?
Great as no, he's great in Click. Yes, Punch Drunk Love. I'm getting ready for Uncut Gems.
Uh-huh.
Is Click your favorite Adam Sandler movie?
I think so.
It does make me cry.
I mean, I'd say dramedy. Dramedy. Best dramedy
is Punch Drunk Love.
Best comedy is like Happy Gilmore.
My favorite Adam Sandler comedy is Wedding Singer.
What?
I haven't seen it. Maybe it's not that.
Oh wait, no, I'm thinking of a different one with the one Jesus where Christ. Andy Samberg was his son.
Oh, that's my boy. I don't even see
that
one.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Because there's a scene where he sings at a wedding in that movie. Damn it. That's why I was thinking of that.
He's really good in 50 First Dates as well.
Oh, yes. Oh,
that's a good
that
movie.
One might be it. That one's
that might
mine.
Be it.
I changed
it. Your
it.
Choice. Have you seen Punch Drunk Love, though?
Yeah.
That's a great movie. So, then I kept the Adam Sandler train rolling. I rewatched You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Okay.
All right, so
I've never seen it.
It's extremely stupid, but it is surprisingly What did I put in my review? Nuanced when it comes to its depiction of Middle Eastern people. Like, it has a lot to say about, like, the politics of the Middle East. It's actually pretty nuanced. Even when, you know, Adam Sandler is playing an Israeli counter-terrorist man who fucks old ladies in a barbershop. And Rob Schneider wears brown face. It's not good. But then I rewatched Friday the 13th Part 3 on Friday the 13th. Still good. I watched a movie called The Bad Seed, which is a movie from 1956 based on a play. It's really good. It's like kind of like a thriller, horror type movie about this little girl who's, spoiler alert, evil.
Oh, well.
Yeah. She murders a kid because he wins a spelling, I think a spelling bee, and she wanted to
win. That's what you get for being smart.
Damn straight, you get murdered. And then I went to see Hustlers, which fucking rules. J-Lo to the Oscars.
Yeah, looks great.
Get J-Lo to the Oscars. You, I need you to get her there.
Okay.
All right, get her there. I'll making try. That promise to me?
I'll try.
Get her to the Oscars. You're a member now. Get her to the Oscars.
If, yes, if she is up for a SAG award, I'll vote for her.
Goddamn right. What have you been watching?
Tell me. Since one of the best movies ever made, Hobbs and Shaw, I've been watching...
You really liked that movie, didn't you?
It was great.
It's fun.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1.
What made you decide to just want to watch that one?
It was on.
Oh. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
People who say it's worse than the first one are wrong. Or the worst
of
the
second one. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Oh. It's a fun movie. Not as good as the first part.
No, it was way better than the first part.
First part's great.
Are you kidding me?
First part's great.
He fights Voldemort.
Yeah.
Back to the Future.
Good movie.
Toy Story 2.
Good movie? Question mark.
What?
Back to the Future.
Great movie.
Yeah, okay. Just making sure.
Toy Story 2.
The best Toy Story.
Monsters, Inc.
One of the best Pixars.
And then today I watched Between Two Ferns, the movie.
I haven't even seen one Between Two Ferns interview, so this movie coming out like...
I haven't either. Or I didn't either.
Yeah.
It is amazing. I laughed the entire time.
The entire time.
It's an hour and a half long. I probably laughed an hour and 15 minutes.
So nonstop laughter.
Nonstop
laughter.
And it has a good story. The celebrity cameos are amazing. Everyone does a fantastic job in this. I would watch this immediately.
You want me to watch it immediately?
If anyone's listening to this, you're looking at me right now.
Is this your favorite movie of the year?
This is my favorite comedy of the year.
Oh, okay.
This is comedy number one.
Comedy number one, all right.
And then I finished Snow White and the Horrible Huntsman.
You finished it? Like, you had to put it off?
So I watched half of it. I got through half of it, paying very close attention.
Yeah.
Had headphones on, watching it. You know, I had surround sound,
it's
whatever.
It's a great movie.
The back half, I was like, fuck it. I just put it on in the background.
So you had to rewatch it so you knew what happened.
No. I knew what was going on.
Oh, okay.
But the back half, I was like, I'm just going to be on my phone. I don't give a shit.
It's a great movie. You're missing out on.
No, I'm really not. It was painful.
Painfully great.
It was painful to get through this.
It was so good.
The performances seemed like...
So good.
Okay, well, anyway, before we get to that... Let's see what Charlize has been up to here.
All right, load it up.
Checking her Instagram because that is what she seems to favor as the social media.
I mean, who doesn't? Instagram's great.
What day did we get before, right? Did we get a...
She's talking about her kids or something the first time.
All right, well, this one is from September 14th, so that's not that long ago. It's a picture of her, Nicole Kidman, and Margot Robbie.
Oh, yeah, because they're
trio.
They're in that weird, that movie about Fox News or whatever.
She's wearing a gigantic turtleneck sweater.
Are you jealous?
It kind of, yeah.
It's comfy. Actually, I don't like turtlenecks.
Caption is, I feel like I have to be honest. I'm in a new relationship with both these ladies, for real.
Oh, yeah.
And then Seth Rogen commented... I, for one, appreciate your honesty. Hashtag full support. And then Chelsea Handler commented, I like that hair part. I mean, it is a good hair part.
It is.
Well,
at least we know she's doing good. She's got that movie coming out. She's working on Fast 9, you know?
Yeah.
She's got a lot going for her.
I feel like there was something. Oh, okay, there was another one.
What else did
she do? She said this was from September 9th. It says a philosophy to live by and a piece of emoji, cake emoji, and it's a picture of a sign that says, "Skinny people are easier to kidnap. Stay safe, eat cake."
Damn straight.
Welcome to Papina.
Oh,
maybe Papina's a cake place. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, that's what she's eating. She's eating cake and hanging out with.
Hell yeah, she's living her life.
Yeah.
All right, can we just do a small tangent on something?
What?
Can we just talk about The Righteous Gemstones real quick?
Oh, how awesome
how
it is.
How great it is.
Oh,
I finally caught up. I didn't watch last night's episode.
I didn't either.
But so I finally got to Walton Goggins, the flashback episode that takes
place. Yes. Oh, it's so good.
God, Walton, him misbehaving. Running around the house with a pickle.
No, Okay. Everyone's going crazy over that song.
Yeah.
On the social media, whatever. Screw that song. I'm all for the song that was playing when she was driving to his house.
That is a good song.
And it was, you know, it was like a cool.
Well, that was the kids' version of it, wasn't it? Oh, no. I'm thinking of what the end when he puts in, like, the original recording.
Yeah. But, and then the whole scene in the house with her and him was
incredible,
off the charts. Gosh,
Danny McBride, any TV show he's involved with is gold.
Right. I mean, he had no involvement in this past episode, but...
Well, I mean, he wrote it.
Oh, he did?
You know, he's the creator of the show.
Yeah.
Danny McBride, he created the show.
Yeah.
He had no involvement. You son of a bitch.
I mean, he wasn't in it. He was like, he's off doing something
else. Little
kid
with an afro was
someone else directed it. You know, he was just...
David Gordon Green.
All right.
Oh, it's just so good. Run around the house with a pickle in my mouth. Put that on my gravestone.
Satan is my... I don't know.
What does he say?
Okay.
So good. All right. So
give
Charlie's...
Give us a brief synopsis of this.
It's fucking Snow White. You know the story. Snow White, there's a Snow White, she's the daughter of a king. Snow White, she's the fairest in all the land. Charlize Theron plays this queen named Ravenna or something. She, like, she's evil, she kills the king, kills the land, she's bad. Snow White's imprisoned in a tower. She gets out, teams up with the huntsman played by Thor, Chris Hemsworth. They go on an adventure to stop the queen, they meet the dwarves, and awesome antics ensue.
The fairy tale is over.
Dun dun.
After the evil queen marries the king, she performs a violent coup in which the king is murdered and his daughter, Snow White, is taken captive. Almost a decade later, a grown Snow White, played by Kristen Stewart, is still in the clutches of the queen. In order to obtain immortality, the evil queen needs the heart of Snow White. After Snow escapes the castle, the queen sends the huntsman to find her in the dark forest. Ooh. And then he eventually is on her side.
Ooh.
They make spooky sweet love.
They don't. No, they don't.
Oh, okay.
They're just friends, even though his kiss is what brings her back to life. Now, I haven't seen Snow White in a long time.
Uh-huh.
She falls asleep, right? She gets poisoned. And then someone kisses her and she comes back?
Right.
Is it a huntsman?
I don't know. It could be. He might have hunted something.
Is it one of the dwarves? No. And then, all right. Where are you going to go next?
I don't know. I just... You say... Okay. You're clearly into this more.
You have to admit that the dwarf effect looks cool. How do... Like, it doesn't look like they just superimposed faces on the dwarves.
Sure.
That's great, right?
Okay, but... Okay,
doesn't that look cool?
The thing I like about this movie is also the thing I dislike about this
What's
movie.
What's that?
The special effects
are amazing.
They are good, but a lot of them are unnecessary.
How are the dwarves unnecessary?
No, I'm talking about the world building.
Like what?
The part where she goes into that
the forest?
The forest.
And all the spooky stuff happens? Are you talking about the fairy forest?
The fairy forest.
Fairy forest is great.
And then it's like
It's so beautiful.
I feel like there was a lot of wasted budget that could have been spent somewhere else.
I loved it.
There's like a couple more special effect shots than there needed to be.
It's so magical.
And like there's so much time spent on them that could have been spent on other stuff.
Did you even cry when that dwarf died?
No.
You son of a bitch.
No, I didn't.
They danced and then he died. He took an arrow for her.
Yeah, okay, so that's where I... So the right when he got shot is where I cut it off.
You son of a bitch.
And then I turned it on as he was dying.
God damn you. I'm over there weeping. He got a haircut.
Oh, yeah, a while ago.
Yeah. How about how cool is it that she's talking to the mirror? Like, when she's talking to the mirror, I'm like, oh, it's a fucking gong. What's happening? And then it starts to ooze and turns into a mirror man.
Okay, yeah.
Why did that happen?
I don't know.
Is that the government trying to get a picture of you?
Yeah.
Wasn't that cool? Mirror man?
Yeah.
Magic mirror man?
Yeah.
Come on.
Just tell me what you like about this.
I mean, the whole movie. It's pretty cool.
I thought the cast... I feel like only Charlize did a good job. Kristen Stewart and Chris Hemsworth. The two Chris's.
Okay. Chris Hemsworth is always good.
He was great. No.
Doing his Scottish accent.
I thought the editing was horrible.
Oh, my God. I just don't know. I just had so much fun. Charlize is hamming it up. She's playing evil.
She's doing a fantastic job. She killed it. I loved whenever she was on screen. She killed the king. Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. She killed the role. She killed the king.
We're going to go through this movie step by step. What? So you didn't like Kristen Stewart's performance?
No.
No?
No. It was like Twilight Kristen Stewart. It was terrible.
I thought she was pretty... I thought her British accent was good.
I didn't.
You didn't? Oh, my God.
This was painful for me.
Painful. Are you a fan of Kristen Stewart in general?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Kristen Stewart movie?
Probably that one she was in with Jesse Eisenberg. Adventureland.
Oh, that is a good movie.
Yeah.
That is a great movie. Oh, my God. But did you like the dwarves? That's my question.
They're okay.
I thought they looked so cool. Like, it was Nick Frost as a dwarf.
Okay, yeah, okay, yes.
Ian McShane is a dwarf.
That was very cool. That was very cool.
Come on, man. I'm just kind of sad they didn't give him the names like in the, like they weren't like sleepy, dopey.
Okay.
I was kind of waiting for that. Like one of them was always asleep and you're like, oh, nope, we're sleepy, wake up. But that's fine. That was probably the Disneyfication of it.
Like I thought.
Because this isn't a Disney movie. This is just based on the fairy tale.
Right. Like I thought the overall concept, very simple to follow. She has to get Snow White back because she's some kind of like succubus.
She sucks on the youth.
But there's so much unnecessary things that happen on like while she's running away from the queen. It's like, giant attacks her.
The troll was cool because he looked like a log, and then he's like,
yeah, but like, what was the point?
Well, then he wouldn't.
How did he
didn't kill Snow White because she's beautiful and she's the savior.
Okay,
it's beautiful.
Oh, sure.
You didn't like the village where like the women scarred their own faces so Charlize wouldn't steal their beauty? That's cool.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah, see? I'm going to get you to like this movie. Come on.
No. I really don't think. I'm so glad that you liked it and you can watch
about,
it.
How about Charlize's creepy brother? How about that guy? Huh?
You're going to tell me. Tell me what...
How about him? The creepy brother, the one that like leads the hunting party to get Snow White back.
Oh, sure.
Like, yeah. He's creepy. At first, I thought he was going to let Snow White go.
Yeah, he's okay.
Well, he's a bad guy, but I'm just saying, what about him, you know?
I don't know. I don't know him personally.
What about the final fight, you know? It's like they storm the castle.
Final fight was cool.
They pour the oil on him and shit.
Yeah.
The dwarves are trying to open the door.
And she was getting very ghostly.
Because she's gotta suck the young ladies.
Yeah.
Youth out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's relatable.
This was directed by Rupert Sanders.
Who, by all means, I thought was a horrible director because I've only seen Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah.
That movie's fucking boring as shit.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep, Ghost in the Shell is his only other
movie.
Notable movie. So I would say... I mean, this was before Ghost in the Shell.
This is before Ghost in the Shell.
2012.
Yes.
Ghost in the Shell, 2017.
Yes.
I think, if anything, he learned nothing from this movie, because this movie's boring as shit.
Well, I feel like if you watched Ghost in the Shell, you would come back to this and be like, well, this is better.
Maybe.
Ghost in the Shell is where the whole Scarlett Johansson loves playing other racist thing started.
This is true, yep.
Yeah.
What
else you got for me? What other deets?
I don't know. It was written by Evan Daughtry.
What else did he write?
The Tomb Raider movie, Divergent.
Oh, that's not a good...
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh, well...
So see what I mean? It wasn't...
Well, he wrote one good movie, Snow White and the Huntsman.
No. I'd say that... No, I would say... I'd say the Tomb Raider movie is probably his best movie.
They're making a sequel to that.
Good. It was good. It was awesome. Yeah,
it's fun. So Snow White and the Huntsman. Did you see...
Two Oscar nominations.
Best special effects. Best editing. Best costume.
Best visual effects and best costume. Do you need to go?
No, I'll put it so it's not making noise.
Okay.
I could have kept talking. You need to stop.
Oh, sorry. You're getting all these business calls now that you're a big businessman.
I mean, other podcasts want me. Actually, I just started a Snow White and the Huntsman podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Charlize is on as a guest.
That'd be incredible, actually. Yeah. So, this movie. So, oh, man. You were bored the whole time?
I was.
See, I went into this movie thinking, wow.
It was so flat.
I went into this movie dreading it. Because, like, almost every Charlize movie we've watched so far, I've been like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
God, even though I'm more waking up in Reno, like I said, I wasn't bored by. It was just kind of like, yeah, what is this? Mm-hmm. But I walked into this, Jesus Christ, site. Well, I walked into my room, put in the Blu-ray that we went and had.
Yeah.
Which we should do that for Kubo, too.
What's that?
Go halvesies, because I want to own Kubo.
Sure.
Yeah. I'll find a Blu-ray with a digital copy.
Okay.
But let's business talk.
Yeah.
And I might have a digital copy of Fury Road.
Great.
All right. So business. Okay. So I walked into this movie thinking, like, because I remember when it came out, I saw the trailers. I was just out of high school, and I was like, that looks kind of cool. But then I heard the reviews, and I read the reviews, and they were like, ugh. Bleh. And I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't watch this movie. So I never got around to watching it. And then Rupert Sanders made Ghost in the Shell, which made me want to kill myself. And I was like, well,
wow.
I should probably not watch any of his movies. And then flash forward to now, us with this podcast, I got this Blu-ray sitting in my room dreading it. Notice the next episode, I got to watch this piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pleasantly surprised.
It was worse than I expected.
See, worse or better than Aeon Flux?
Ooh, like one notch better.
Okay, because I was going to say, fuck, if you say this is worse than Hand Feet.
No. This was one notch better.
I feel like if you watched it again, you might like it more.
Maybe. I don't know.
when we start wrapping back around and doing actors over again, we'll do this episode again.
Oh, we're gonna redo. We're gonna watch it. We're gonna do a
in the year 2027. By the time we've made it that far, you know. So I'm trying to think what else this movie. Kristen Stewart. I thought she was good. She's serviceable. I've seen her be better. Chris Hemsworth, I thought he was fun. He's doing a Scottish accent. He's the Huntsman.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like they were half-assing it, and Nick Frost and
they're having a blast.
And Charlize were bringing it all the way.
When those dwarves, I forgot the dwarves were going to be in it.
But the two main actors that were on screen 90% of the time
just were great.
Weren't doing it for me.
Like, when they got kidnapped, I thought they got kidnapped by children in masks. They just started punching them in the face.
Right.
I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Now, I will say the Oscar nomination for Best Visual Effects is well-deserved.
Did it win?
No.
I think that was the year of, like, Avengers and all that, so probably not.
It was nominated, though. But, I mean, it was... they looked beautiful.
So this movie wouldn't have got a Rossi in any category?
No.
Not even for Best Dwarves?
Best Dwarves, well, it depends when.
It came out the same year as The Hobbit, so.
If I was to compare dwarves.
Are there dwarves in The Hobbit, though? Because those are hobbits. Oh, no, there are
dwarves,
there are dwarves in The Hobbit.
Right.
Yeah, but I think the dwarves in this look like better than the dwarves in The Hobbit. Because the dwarves in The Hobbit just look like kind of short people.
I would have to go back and the Rossies would have to.
The dwarves in this look like dwarves. Unless in the Tolkien universe. But no, because Gimli looks like the dwarves in this. But the dwarves in The Hobbit, I think Peter Jackson stopped giving a fuck about like the perspective. Because there's times when it seems like the dwarves in The Hobbit are like, the same exact height as Bilbo, but hobbits are supposed to be a little bigger than dwarves, aren't they?
Right, right.
I think.
But Lord of the Rings, the
dwarves are just huge.
No, and like the Fellowship, you know, Frodo is smaller than Gimli.
That's true. I think, okay, maybe hobbits are like taller, but they're also smaller. You know what I mean?
Like, no,
they're taller.
Yeah.
Like if I had a coconut.
Yeah. You're saying they're thinner.
They're thinner. Yeah. They're like, their body, it's like, goddamn. It's like.
But him and Gimli are the same height, though.
It's like. I'm trying to think of an example. So, who's a tall actor? Who's a really tall actor? Okay, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is taller than you. All right?
Yeah.
Someone getting beat up. What if someone hit Michael Jordan with a shrink ray and made his physical size smaller? He could still be super tall, but smaller than you. Do you get what I'm saying? Is that how the hobbits work? Are they technically just smaller? Like, I'm trying to.
So are you saying that if Michael Jordan could fit in my hand, he's still taller?
In a way.
Just because his normal size is bigger?
Yeah, like if.
That doesn't matter if he's tiny. If I got tiny Jordan.
I feel like I'm making sense, but I'm not making sense.
I don't know.
Like if a hobbit were, like if you were to hit Frodo with a wand, be like,
yeah,
make you a normal sized man.
Yeah,
he would be average height, but since he's a tiny little hobbit, it makes him smaller than Gimli. Even though if he were to retain the height that he is, but be normal sized, he would be taller than Gimli.
I mean, I have no fucking idea what you're saying.
Either way, this movie would not have won a Rossi.
No, I don't think so.
Fucking Christ.
Some people say that if you made Frodo taller, he'd be the same height as Elijah Wood. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah.
Some say that he would look very similar to Elijah Wood if he was taller.
He plays him. Of course he looks similar to him. You mean height-wise?
Yeah. Frodo is smaller than Elijah Wood.
Well, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
So if you made him taller, you'd just have two Elijah Woods.
Oh, shit. I mean...
So that's what I... Like, if you wanted a taller Frodo, just look at Elijah Wood.
What is this conversation? I don't know. So the dwarves. Well, I love the dwarves. I loved, the action's... I think the action's pretty good. I like the action.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You don't like the dark forest when, like, the spores get in it and it's like, raw, spooky shit?
No, I really don't.
How about how Chris Hemsworth kills the creepy brother? He throws him on the sticks?
Yeah, that's cool.
And, like, Charlize is like... She's like... Because she could bring him back, but she's like, no, I'm going to suck your life force.
Right.
Because you're a shitty brother. How about when she spawns the knife men? The dude's made of knives, or the glass. They're made of glass.
Glass guys are cool.
Glass guys are cool.
Glass guys are cool.
And you gotta say it out loud. Magic mirror man.
Cool.
Damn straight. Because she pulls out this fucking gong. I'm like, you can't see yourself in a gong, you know? All right, which would have won the Rossi for best magic mirror man? Shrek or this?
Shrek. 100% Shrek. Are you kidding me?
What do you think's better, this or Shrek?
Shrek.
This or Shrek 2.
Shrek 2.
This or Shrek the 3rd.
Yeah, that one's tough.
Shrek Forever After, the one that none of us have seen.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think this movie would be better if Kristen Stewart was played by Shrek?
100%. Yeah, if she was in search of an ugly person, if her thing was to suck the life out of ugly people to make herself prettier, that makes sense.
So what was I going to say? Why don't someone brought up to me how much Thanos in his cabin in Endgame is similar to Shrek?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot like Shrek, isn't it? All right, what do you... You obviously have something planned here. What do you...
Well, I was just going to tell you that Charlize Theron said that the hardest thing for her was walking in the dress she wore when she married King Magnus.
Oh.
The corset was incredibly uncomfortable, and she was almost hunched over by the time she made it to the altar.
And she came back for a prequel.
Yeah. Charlize Theron tore a stomach muscle.
Jesus Christ.
While shooting a scene which required her to scream very loud.
Okay, three things. One, yeah. Can you imagine screaming so loud you tear a muscle?
No.
Number two.
Also, how do you? Who's the audio guy that gets that?
Jesus. Number two, I feel like not only did we just read about her getting hurt in the trivia for another movie, but I know for a fact that
Aeon Flux.
On both Fury Road and Atomic Blonde, she got hurt. So I need Charlize needs to fucking be more careful.
Jesus or, you Christ. Know, I mean, she's all in, you know?
She is all in.
I just feel like she's getting the shitty, like, it's either her management. I don't know who's picking these movies for her, but they need to fucking step it up.
We have a good one next. Well, no, this is a good one. You're trying to trick me. This is a good movie.
I'm not
movie.
Trying to trick you. You just admitted movie. It.
But next one is her, well, I mean, her Apex is next, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Fury Road.
What else do we got? The drops of blood at the beginning of the film are drops of real blood. From director Rupert Sanders. Sanders felt the fake blood looked too unrealistic, and he pricked his finger to get the shot he wanted.
Put his blood into this movie.
He's a psychopath. He could have put someone else's blood.
He's also the reason that Case 2 and Rob Patz aren't together anymore.
Oh, because he was the one that
she had an affair with.
Wow.
I blame him for breaking up a great celebrity couple.
Also, he's a shitty director, so I don't know what she sees in him. And I'll say it right now. He's not coming on this podcast. He's a shitty director.
What if he wanted to?
If he wants to come on this podcast and defend his name, he can do that. He can say, this movie had so many constraints. It was so hard to make.
He's going to come on. He's going to be like, I'm proud of this fucking movie. Go fuck yourself.
You know, he can do that. He can come
Would
on.
Would you bare knuckle box him right here?
100%. 100%. You know why? Because his hands are soft. He got soft hands. He's like, no, I don't want to get in the trenches and touch my movie and make it better. No.
That's such a weird that's such a weird insult.
No, because to make a good movie, you get in the shark's mouth, okay?
Not everyone's Spielberg. They don't literally climb in the robot shark's mouth.
Well, then what are you doing? I don't understand.
So this movie gets no Rossies.
Continue. No Rossi. I mean, it gets a best supporting
Rossi for Charlize
nomination.
Nominate, not a win.
Because I don't know who. I don't. We got to go back to that year.
Maybe for instead of the Oscars, we can do the Rossies.
100%. I mean, there's really nothing else.
Ross's trivia corner. Come on.
Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart. And Kirsten Dunst. They trip you up.
Yeah, they do. Admitted. While filming the fight scenes, she had to overcome a fear of horses, which I heavily relate to.
You have a fear of
horses? Horses are giant creatures. Horses look tiny on screen. They look tiny in the movies, in the cinema.
I mean, horses scare me because their teeth aren't sharp. So if you got bit by them, it'd be like that bruising, crushing pain, you know?
And then when you see a horse in real life, very big.
They're huge. Well, there's tiny horses, but...
Dating back to a mishap at 9 years old in which she sustained a fractured elbow.
It's just an elbow. It's not like your head or anything.
But it's a fracture. That fucking hurts,
probably. It would hurt to get kicked in the face by a horse.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
I have not.
Okay.
Have you?
Yeah.
You didn't have fun, did you?
No, I did.
You did.
I was.
Why are you scared of them?
I was like 5 years old.
Does playing Red Dead give you like nightmares?
No, it's a video game horse. It's very tiny.
But it kicks you. Like it can kick you. Like you touch its butt and it's like.
Yeah, but it's a video game horse. Very tiny. I'm playing a video game man.
So you want me to get you a horse for Christmas?
No, it's so big. They shit everywhere.
They do just shit. What about horse flies?
Oh my god, even worse than horses.
They suck. They bite you. If you're bit by one, then like the blood, you're just like, fuck.
I don't know if I've ever bled from one.
Maybe it's deer flies. There's a fly that bites you.
Both suck.
That bites you, and when they bite you, a little trickle of blood
comes
out.
Are deer flies worse than horse flies?
I want to
say. Because they're the same size.
I think deer flies are the ones that make you bleed.
Yeah.
Yeah, they fuck you up.
I haven't had to deal with them in a very long time.
I hope you get horse flies in the house.
So, don't even. I'm having a really big bee problem right now. The horse Kristen Stewart rides in this movie was the same horse Russell Crowe rides in Robin Hood. Big horse actor. Now it did win best horse at the Rossies.
Rossies, okay. Even though you hate horses.
Hey, you still gotta
Yeah, you can't discriminate.
Evan Daughtry, the writer of this film,
yes,
cited Hayao Miyazaki's Princess Mononoke as the main reference and inspiration for the film.
Now, I need to see Princess Mononoke.
The white stag that Snow White encounters in Sanctuary is a direct nod to Miyazaki. Now, this is, of course, an important fact to you right now because...
I'm currently watching the Miyazaki films.
Right.
I'm close to Princess Mononoke. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite there yet.
4 months prior to the film shooting, Kristen Stewart learned how to ride a horse and learned...
Overcame her fear.
Learned how to use an English accent.
Which she's great at.
Which... need some work. A lot of Kristen Stewart horse facts in here.
You want to become a podcast all about Kristen Stewart's relationship with her horses?
I really don't.
Kristen Horsert cast?
This movie came out June 1st, 2012.
Well, I'm trying to think of what I would have saw instead of this.
With a budget of $170 million.
That's pretty modest, honestly.
Opening weekend.
$500 million.
56.
Does the movie make its money back?
Worldwide, to date, it's at 396.
I don't know, they made a prequel.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I've heard the prequel's trash, but I liked this one, so...
Well, goddamn, we're not watching it, so...
Well, joke's on you when we do Emily Blunt. We're going to do Huntsman Winter's War.
You know what? I think we probably have to at this point.
Yeah. Maybe it's better. They got... Not only do they get Emily Blunt to come on for the prequel to this, they got Jessica Chastain.
Oh,
three of today's best working actors.
That's true. That's
for the
so
prequel
true.
To Snow White and the
You know
Huntsman.
What? Let's look up who directed that.
Too. I think it was
like Snow White Winter's War. That
or
was?
Just Huntsman Winter's War.
Oh, Huntsman.
And Chris Hemsworth's in it. Because I think, you know how Chris Hemsworth's talking about his wife? I think Jessica Chastain plays his wife in the prequel.
This was directed by Cedric Nicholas
Troyan.
He's
a visual effects supervisor, I believe.
He was the visual effects supervisor for Snow White and the Huntsman.
Oh, look at that.
And also The Ring. What did he direct, though? What has he directed?
I think this is the only movie.
That is it. That is the only movie he directed.
I feel like that prequel didn't make a lot of money.
But visual effects-wise, he's done... Snow White and the Huntsman was the last one he did.
Because he's a big shot director.
Before he directed, yeah. But before that, he did Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
The best one.
Pirates of the Caribbean... The first one?
The second best one.
The Ring.
Good movie. Oh, he's a Gore Verbinski guy.
Yep. Paparazzi.
Bruce Willis is in that.
And Assassins.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know.
Here's a question. Should we give him a Star Wars?
No.
Cedric
Star
whatever?
Wars? No. We don't need to hand out one of the world's most coveted franchises.
To Cedric Diggory or whatever?
To some one movie looper maker.
Just see what he can do.
No. Okay, we've done that. We know how that turns out.
Just give it to him.
No. Okay.
Give him the Boba Fett movie.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. You want to give him Boba Fett? Give him the Jango Fett movie.
Jango.
All right. They didn't even give Jon Favreau a Star Wars.
They gave him a TV show.
They were like, here, you can have the TV show that we're doing. No, we'll give it. No, Jon Favreau? No, you've made countless Marvel franchise.
Iron Man.
No, we'll just give you a TV show. This guy made one movie 10 years ago. give him.
Huntsman Winter's War.
Anyway, June 1st, 2012.
What would I have seen instead?
I know exactly what you saw. I know what we saw.
In saw fact. Avengers?
Yes.
It came out a month before, though.
I mean, still same time.
Yeah.
You know? Number 10.
Oh, then?
For Greater Glory.
I love that movie.
Number 9.
Yeah.
Chernobyl Diaries.
Ooh, I remember that was spooky.
Number 8.
Yeah.
Dark Shadows.
Johnny Depp's in that. Tim
Not
Burton,
as bad
as people say.
As people say.
I've never seen it. But.
Number 7. What to expect when you're expecting.
I planned on rewatching every Tim Burton movie along with Blank Check, but then I hit a wall around. I watched Sweeney Todd, and then next was Alice in Wonderland, and I refused. So.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Have you seen Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah.
The movie looks like sounds like.
It's...
I've watched the Jabberwocky scene like 40 times, just trying to make sense of it.
Right.
Where he does the Jabberwocky.
Mm-hmm.
He just starts...
Yeah.
That's
cursed. You ever see a cursed TikTok? I think I've asked you this before.
Curse TikTok.
It's a curse movie.
It is. I think the Jabberwocky dance scene at Alice in Wonderland is our lowest point as a culture. Continue.
Number seven. What to expect when you're expecting.
What to expect.
Number six.
Yeah.
The best exotic marigold hotel.
I made a sequel to that.
Number five. I believe we saw...
Together? Amazing Spider-Man?
No, well, I know I saw this. Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, The Dictator.
Yes.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, okay. Then no, I did not see it with you. You
didn't see it with me. Coward.
That made $4.7 million that this week. Number four.
Yeah.
Rihanna. Rihanna.
Battleship.
That's right.
A movie I want to see.
$5 million. Number three, a movie we saw together.
The Avengers.
The Avengers.
Fuck yeah. So
$20 million.
Four times in theaters.
It was great.
Nothing beats like no. That's like
that was one of that was the highest. That was Endgame at that point in time.
I think opening night of the Avengers still tops Endgame just a little bit, just because we had never seen
that's right
that first, many superheroes yeah. together. Like literally the first time you see Iron Man and Cap together, mm-hmm. like I gasped.
Number two. You saw this.
It's a movie, right?
I saw this very recently.
Is it a movie?
$28 million.
Is it a movie?
It's the end of a trilogy that they probably won't end. That they actually did not end. They made a fourth one.
Men in Black 3.
Yes.
Oh, God. International is so bad.
And number one.
Snow White and the Huntsman.
That's right. Because
it's a great film.
Because it came out that week. I'm sure that's the only reason why.
Do you think Disney is too cowardly to try to make a new live-action Snow White?
I mean, they did the... Oh, you mean...
Snow White.
Snow White.
Maleficent is Sleeping Beauty. I know what you were talking about.
Well, they...
They should make a Seven Dwarves movie.
They did do a Snow White.
Live action? I said live action.
Am I thinking of...
Cinderella.
Cinderella. I'm thinking of Cinderella. Yeah, no, they'll probably do it. Because they're doing all... They're doing like
you're
all
gonna
of
do
them.
Emperor's New Groove?
Oh, that'd be great.
That wouldn't be great.
What
I
do you
need
mean?
To see a CGI llama.
Yeah, no, Jon Favreau, get Jon Favreau on it.
Just get his fuck. That's just what he does for the rest of his career. Makes the Chef show and fucking live action makes, remix.
Yeah,
Mandalorian. He just rotates between a season of the Mandalorian, fucking remakes.
Yeah,
fucking Lady and the Tramp. Well, they already did that. Never mind.
He makes animated animals CG. Listen, I don't know. I don't have anything to say about this movie.
It's a great movie.
It's not a great movie.
Imagine this movie.
Let's put out a poll.
We will. I'll put
is
out a
Snow
poll.
White and the Huntsman a good movie?
And it'll be overwhelmingly yes.
Okay.
Here's an idea. If Disney does do a live action one and they have the Seven Dwarfs, Danny McBride should be a dwarf.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I'm down with that.
All right, poll. Let's open up the Twitter account.
I also need you to give me the questions that we...
Oh, yeah. Charlize Theron. Because this is about Charlize. So Charlize in this movie, just in general.
I think she does a good job.
She does a good job.
I think she is the best in this movie.
Right, I'm going to put my mic down in a second, so you just keep talking.
I'm going to say that Charlize is better. I think she's the best in this movie than she's been in the past couple movies. She's better in this than Aeon Flux. She's better than this in Reno. What else did we watch? Just those two?
I think that's it. Aeon Flux and Reno.
Yeah, she's better than those two in this. By the way, the Hayao Miyazaki box set on eBay is $98.
Get it. You should get it right now.
No, I can't.
Get it. I'll get it
no,
for
I
you.
No, I just bought a suit.
I'll get
I just
it for you.
Don't. I just bought a suit recently.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You're a suit boy now.
Yeah.
Can we announce this?
What?
You're auditioning for the show Suits.
Yes, I am auditioning for the show Suits.
All right. I hope you get it.
I couldn't afford a fantastic suit, though. So
I'm
gonna
give
know.
You some. But here's a question. Say you love the season of Suits you're in.
Yeah.
Would it be a conflict of interest for you to nominate that season of Suits for a Rossi?
Yeah, no, I can't.
You
can't yeah. do
it. You're taking yourself out.
Now, let me do... While you pull up the questions there, I'm gonna pull up the top five
right
for
now?
Today.
Was Charlize good in this movie?
Yes,
I think she
that.
Was, too. I think she was very hammy. She was great. And hammy in a good way. She chewed the scenery. Mm-hmm. Was this movie good for Charlize?
Man, I want to say...
Honestly, I mean, it didn't really affect her.
From a I mean, from a performance standpoint, if anyone saw her in this, I would say yes.
They'd
from,
be like, she can play a great villain.
From an overall standpoint, I think this movie kind of gets swept into the background.
I do forget she was in this.
Yeah.
Yeah. However, so what was it? Charlize good in this? Was the movie good for Charlize? Was the movie good for Charlize?
You write these down?
I didn't. I'm trying to remember. So was Charlize tearing up Hollywood in this movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she's tearing... We're getting to the apex.
Has she ever really stopped tearing up Hollywood?
No, I don't know. Because
even when she's in a bad movie, it doesn't slow her down. Even when she was in Reno. It doesn't slow her down. She brought it in
Reno.
She's an unstoppable force.
Right.
She hits a movie like Aeon Flux. Most actors would be like... Pfft. She just breaks through the wall.
I think it's weird that as an... She's clearly an A-lister. But she's like this pseudo A-lister that kind of blends in.
Like
if you ask the average person on the street, do you know who Charlize Theron is?
There's a 50-50 shot.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's
not a definitive
right,
shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're like, hey, do you know who Jennifer Lawrence is?
Most people would say yes. Because The Hunger Games is huge.
Yeah, huge.
And she's also, Charlize is a chameleon. She's one of these great chameleon actors.
She can do anything.
Where, you know, Reno, she had this accent. And this Aeon one, she's Flux, with Aeon Flux, she's friends fucking, with someone with feet hands. Or hand feet. And, you know, Mad Max, she's bald. You know? I
mean, would this movie have been better if Kristen Stewart had hand feet?
I would have paid... way more attention,
Jesus Christ!
Because I would have been intrigued. I would have said, "How is this going to play into the? How is she going to use this?"
Oh, God.
Okay. Top five for today.
Oh God, five.
Number 10.
Oh.
Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw.
That sank fast.
Though. Yeah, right. This past weekend made 1.4 mil. Number 9, Overcomer.
Oh, that
over
that,
over
the religious movie.
Yeah, 1.5. Number 8, Angel Has Fallen.
Sequel to...
Olympus Has Fallen.
No, it's a sequel to London Has Fallen.
What the fuck?
Which is the sequel to Olympus Has Fallen.
Oh my God!
There'll be three of them.
Number 7, Good Boys.
Funny.
2.5. Number 6, Lion King.
Jesus fucking Christ.
2.6. Number 5...
Can I ask your opinion on something?
What's up?
How do you feel about Cats?
The trailer?
Doesn't it look fucking nightmarish?
Yeah, it does. It really does. Fucking James Corden.
I don't need that movie. Buster for Jones can eat my ass.
Yeah, right. That's
the name of his character.
I
just feel like I'm going insane when people say that movie looks good.
Is it directed by the same guy who did Les Mis?
Yes.
Les Mis is fantastic.
That's your favorite movie, I forgot.
No, it's not my favorite movie, but it's great. Les Mis is amazing. Fuck. And chances are I'm going to see Cats.
I will not. I have Regal Unlimited. I could literally see it for free. I will not see Cats in theaters.
Okay. I mean, you love Taylor Swift, though.
I do like Taylor
Swift. And she's a cat.
Not enough to see her in Cats. Why do the cats have breasts?
Because they're women cats.
Why do they have tails and buttholes?
You never seen it?
Or why do they have tails coming out of their buttholes?
Well, no. The butthole's right under the tail. You never seen a cat before?
It was number 5. Number
they
five
wave, right they wave their butthole in your face.
They fucking do. Number 5.
Number 5 is a movie that you saw.
I see all movies.
You saw.
What genre is it?
It's
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Crime.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Crime genre.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
No.
Crime genre.
Yeah, no, that is number 17 on the list.
I saw this movie?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, they were stealing money left and right.
Oh, Hustlers.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Great movie. What are you going to do?
Hustle.
Get J-Lo to the Oscars.
Oh, okay. Hashtag.
Get J-Lo to the Oscars.
J-Lo to Osc.
I'm telling you see this movie, you'll be with me.
No, I'm already with you. I J-Lo know she deserves it. She's I haven't even great. Seen the movie and I know she deserves
she's
it.
She's so good in this movie. There's a Britney Spears needle drop in this movie that is literally like the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Number 4.
They're like, it's Britney, bitch. And I was like, it's coming.
Number four. 17 million. You saw it.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Well, that was number 17. I saw this.
Yep.
It came out recently.
It's a scary.
Scary. It Chapter 2.
That's right.
Hell yeah. Bill Hader, Oscars 2019.
Now, those came out last weekend.
Yes.
Now, this weekend, these are all new.
Oh, fuck.
Number 3.
Ad Astra.
No.
Rambo.
That's right.
Number two, Ad Astra.
That's right.
Number one, Downton Abbey. For
that's
some
right.
fucking reason.
That's right.
Old people showed up.
Professor McGonagall.
God damn it. That movie, that trailer. I'm happy for Downton Abbey fans. They got their movie. That trailer for that movie, like, I've never seen the more boring looking thing in my life.
It's for the intellectuals. It's for the... Is the poll up?
It is. I'll see if it's got any votes yet. I mean, I'll retweet it and stuff. But...
I mean, I'm going to vote on it right now.
All
right.
With your fancy new fucking phone.
I'm going to sway the vote.
Pay for votes.
Rock the vote. Rock the vote.
I should probably retweet it because I only have 58 followers on there.
No, I will too. Is Snow White and the Huntsman good? You should have said good movie. All right, I'm going to say no.
Fuck, I got to fucking find it. Oh, rest in peace, Sid Haig, by the way. Played Captain Spaulding.
Oh.
Rest in peace. I'm going to vote for Hell Yes. I'm going to retweet it.
All right. I mean, what else we got? The room is dark now. The sun has gone down. The
sun has gone down.
We started at sunset, and now it's
sundown.
Dark.
Just like the movie.
Yeah, that's right.
So what won the Rossi for best movie last year?
Last year? Let me check.
Should I go off the top of your head? Would you be offended?
I don't know.
Would you be offended if I farted, or should I hold it?
That's up to... I mean, the listeners would probably be offended.
All right,
I wouldn't.
Because it hurts.
Let's see. Oscars 2019.
You just go by the Oscars. Go by the Oscars, your favorite movie would be Green Book.
No. Well, that depends. Are the do the Rossies go
Rossies
off of...
or whatever you want, buddy?
Oh, that's wow.
Whatever you want, any category you want. You want to nominate Best Hands? Like,
man, I don't know. I don't know what I watched last year.
It's your favorite movie from last year. I'm just gonna tell you, it was
Toy Story.
Infinity
Toy
War.
Story.
It came out this year.
No,
your favorite movie from last year,
the original,
was Infinity War.
From last year?
Yeah, it's your favorite movie.
That was very good, yeah.
You love that movie. But your favorite movie from last year was actually Solo.
Sorry, the fucking movie's boring.
All right. Well, we did it, so another one bites the dust. We almost killed an hour.
Yeah. Twitter.com.
We should have a tangent about the size of characters comparisons in every episode, because that was fun.
Twitter.com. It was very fun. Twitter.com/notnewmovie. Go vote on that poll. Make sure Snow White and the Huntsman
wins.
Gets demolished.
If Snow White and the Huntsman wins, Ross will send all of you $100.
If Snow White and the Huntsman loses, Jeremy will send you all $200.
That's right. I just want to bring this back up.
Yeah.
It's been a few months since I brought it up. If anyone can find me a picture of Chappie in Ready Player
One.
Oh,
yes.
I will Venmo you $20.
That is not a joke.
That is not a joke.
That is not a joke.
I need to find Chappie. He's in Ready Player One. Find him for me.
Yeah, right. They say he's in there.
I will Venmo you $20.
I feel like the internet would have found it by now.
He's got to be in there.
There's so many
Easter... He's in there.
There's so many Easter egg videos.
The encyclopedia thing says he's in there. The Ready Player One thing says he's in there.
Really?
He's in... It's confirmed he's in there.
Okay. All right.
God damn it.
Then he's got to be in there.
Chappie's alive. He's in Ready Player One.
Yep. If you can find him, $20. There's a bounty on.
Support us on Patreon.
Patreon.com/notnewmovie.
Oh, we're going to... Okay. Next week is Fury Road.
Yep.
Hype. So excited.
Start your engines. I am so ready to like a movie.
I know. Well, I'm so ready to like another movie.
Okay.
Finite.
Keep tearing up
Hollywood.
Boodumch. Hey guys, Ross and Jeremy here.
Yeah.
This is just an amendment to the end of this episode. I was pretty harsh on this movie. So here's what's going to happen.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm going to watch this movie again.
This has never happened before.
And I'm going to give an abbreviated updated review
on the Fury Road app.
Really?
Wow, this is historic.
I feel like I was very harsh on this movie.
I feel like my dwarf talk sold you.
I really hated it, but I will give it a second
chance. I will bet money
chance.
That by this time, next time we talk,
yeah,
you will love it so much that you will have made the Magic Mirror Man your profile picture on Facebook.
On Facebook? I don't use Facebook.
I know.
Okay, all right. So just such so everyone knows, just to hold me accountable for my actions.
This is great. All right. See you next time when Ross loves the movie.
All right. Magic Mirror Man is great.